in an old dusty trunk, and it brings back sweet memories to me. Though it's faded and worn, it's as precious as the morn when I found it beneath our first Christmas tree. I thrill with every word, every line. Yes, I'm always sentimental round this time. Pardon me if a tear falls among my Christmas cheer. It's a memory of an old Christmas card.
As we couldn't have a Sounds Irish programme without a Daniel O'Donnell track, we couldn't have a Sounds Irish programme without Foster and Allen track. And that's their version of the big hit that was for Jim Reeves, was it not? And a version of a memory of an old Christmas card. I think, did we play Larry Cunningham's version of that on last week's programme? We have Larry Cunningham coming up later on in the programme. But here's a bit of fun now, and it's really clever. It's Don Stiff and Sharon Shannon, and they're telling us all about coming home for Christmas. And I think this is wonderful because the lyrics are good, the whole arrangements are good, and of course the instrumentation is fabulous. Have a listen.
The lights of welcome are shining through the windows. Jack Frost begins to settle on the ground. The children have sent all their letters off to Santa, while the Irish are gathering the whole world round. The snow's falling gently over Ireland, like a dove of peace throughout our land. Let's all come together in harmony and joy, embrace upon each other with a helping hand. From Galway to Dublin, from Belfast and Cork, they're filling up the boats and all the planes. They're hoping to be home on time for Christmas Eve. They'll probably meet old Santa Claus with his reindeer on his way. It's great to see the kids on Christmas morning, their faces lit up with their delight, seeing all the gifts that Santa left them. The girls, they got their dogs and pranced, and the boys, they got their bikes. From Galway to Dublin, from Belfast and Cork, they're filling up hearts and all the blame. They're hoping to be home on time for Christmas Eve. They'll probably meet old Santa Claus, reindeer on his way. Christmas cheer is over and gone. Suitcase has been packed and the home is full of tears. Keep those candles lighting in the windows, for the ones that couldn't make it might make it home next year. From Galway to Dublin, from Belfast and Cork, they're filling up the boats and all the planes. They're hoping to be home on time for Christmas Eve. They'll probably meet old Santa Claus, reindeer on his way. From Galway to Dublin, from Belfast and Cork, the filling of the boats and all the planes. They're hoping to be home on time for Christmas Eve. They'll probably meet old Santa Claus, reindeer on his way.
John Stiff and Sharon Shannon and Home in Time for Christmas. And if you listen to that, you can see how our Irish music had a big say in the construction of American country music today. Now, not only Irish, but French and probably Spanish as well. But if you listen to that, it sounds very much like Irish bluegrass. Or should that be Irish greengrass? I mentioned Larry Cunningham earlier on the programme. On last week's programme, we played his version of the memory of an old Christmas card. I promised you Larry, and here he is singing a song that we all know so well. So if you feel like it, why don't you join in and sing with him?
Like the ones I used to know, where the tree tops glisten and children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow.
Larry Cunningham and his version of the Irving Berlin song, I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas. And at the height of the show band scene here in Ireland, Larry was one of the most popular singers around. And he did a lot of the Jim Reeves numbers with the band. But that was his version of, as I say, White Christmas. Now, the beauty of doing a programme like this is that I can change the style and the genre of the music. And that's exactly what I'm going to do now, because Christmas for me has many types of memories, from when I was young to when I was not so young. But this particular memory takes me back to my school days. I went to a school here in Dublin till I was six. Then I went to a school when my family emigrated to Liverpool in England. And the school that I went to was run by Sisters of Charity, by the nuns. And there were 13 nuns in the school, of which 12 were Irish, right? So just before our Christmas holidays, we used to have a Christmas school concert. Oh, you know, the sort of thing, every school has them. But before the concert, or maybe it was after the concert, one of the nuns used to treat us to record recitals. This was 78 records. And a wind-up gramophone, oh yes. And she had this particular recording that she loved and she played every year. Now, first of all, let me point out, I think this was recorded way back in the 1930s. So do make allowances. And also, it is the best I can do with the recording I have. I'm speaking of the hymn Adeste Fidelis. That's what we used to sing at school. Everybody else would know it as O Come All Ye Faithful. And it's sung here by Count John McCormack. Now, I have had some emails in the recent past about why I do not play more of John McCormack tracks on Sounds Irish. The reason being that a lot of them are not, well, they're not great recordings and don't lend themselves easily to sort of today's technology. And it's sometimes, well, I think it detracts from the recording when you start to try and fiddle around with it. But I've done my best, and I'm dedicating this one to all former pupils of St. Vincent's School in Liverpool who might be listening to Joe Bollard and Sounds Irish, and also to all you John McCormack fans who have taken me to task of late for not playing enough John McCormack. And as I say, please make allowance for the recording, but it does have memories for me, and I hope for you as well.
Venite il Bethlehem.
McCormack and Zeste Fidelis. And again, I've been taken to task because I don't play enough Christy Moore. I'm going to put that to rights. But I will admit, I don't play an awful lot of Christy Moore because I don't have an awful lot of Christy Moore. But what I'm going to play for you now is a track, well, it's a song, actually, that's played every time at this time of the year on every station in every country throughout the world. Well, it seems that way to me anyway. But we heard a couple of weeks ago, we heard the Pogues version with Kirsty MacColl. And last week we heard a nice gentle version of Fairy Tales of New York. Now, this is Christy Moore's version. And I have to say, this is on the recommendation of my son, Noel, who we were talking during the week. And he said, have you heard Christy Moore's version? And I said, no. And of course, he got it to me. And this is Christy Moore's version. And Christy Moore does his own thing with this song. And to be honest with you, friends, I like the way he does it.
One night, maybe 10 or 20 or 30 years ago, I can never remember which, but I heard a man from Tipperary singing this song, and I asked him to sing it again and again and again until I had the words, and then I started singing it myself. It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said, son, I won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain dew. I turned my eyes away and thought about you. Got an unlucky one, came in at 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. Happy Christmas. How I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times, but when all our dreams come true, they got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the wind blows right through you, it's no place for the old. When I first took your hand on a cold Christmas Eve, hope I told you that Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome and pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, the crowd howled for more. Sinatra was singing, and all the crowd, they were swinging. Oh, we kissed on the corner, and we danced round the floor. And the boys from the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. Aldi, la, la, lo. Aldi, la, la, lo. Aldi, la, lo. I could have been someone, and so could anyone. I took my dreams from you when I first met you. I kept them with me, babe, and I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I've built my dreams around you. Well, you're a bum, you're a punk, you're an owl whore on junk, laying there under the rip, nearly dead in the bed. Yes, scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, me arse, oh, I'd rather be dead. And the boys from the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. Oh, I love you, baby. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. Happy Christmas. How I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true.
Christy Moore, coming to a rather sudden end there, did it not? And his version of the Fairy Tales of New York. And I do know I upset one Sounds Irish listener last week, judging by the email that he sent me, when I said I didn't like the Pogues version of that. I still don't like it, but that's a nice version. And it's Christy Moore and his version of Fairy Tale of New York. Let's keep it now country and Irish. And one of the big multi-stars, as I call them, on the country and Irish scene at the moment is Mike Denver. And he has a sad little tale to tell us about Christmas.
What a merry Christmas this could be if you would just come back to me and say that you've forgiven me. What a merry Christmas this could be. It was just last Christmas that we quarreled and you walked out. I knew I was wrong, but you'd come back, I had no doubt. Now a year has rolled around, and it's Christmas once again. And what I'd give if you'd come walking in. What a man.
The opportunity of changing the genre again of the tracks I'm playing. And I took a great deal of time to sort these tracks out because, as it's our special Christmas edition of Sounds Irish, I wanted as many different types and styles of Christmas Irish music I could find. We Irish, we have our own Christmas carols. And I'm sure, like most countries in the world, they have the same. But here is a carol that's the most popular of all the Irish Christmas carols. It's entitled the Wexford Carol. Now, Wexford is a county on the southeast or the east-southeast of a coast of Ireland, a beautiful county. And here, this has its own sound. It's sung for us by the Palestrina Choir of St. Mary's in Dublin. And they do a wonderful version of the Wexford Carol. And I'll dedicate this to any Wexford listener who happens to be listening to Sounds Irish this Christmas.
George people, all this Christmas time, consider well. such a good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem, upon that morn, there was a blessed Messiah born. The night before the tabby died, the normal virgin and her time seeking up and down to find a lodging in the town. But mark how all things came to pass from every door repelled alas.
I
Wasn't that a lovely sound and a wonderful Christmassy feeling about the whole performance there? Palestrina Choir and the Wexford Carol. Now here's another one of my favourite carols. It's given an instrumental treatment by one of Ireland's better known piano players, Phil Coulter, and In the Bleak Midwinter.
Thank you.